Today we'll talk about Tzmuberes and Menika, the next two Sifim, Eretzim, Kuf Pei Dalad. Our point of departure is the Mishnah in Maseches Nida on the bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph, going over to Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, B'leza Omer Arba Noshim Dayan Shaitan. Okay, there are four women who we don't have to assume there's any Riyazdam, and hence any Tumor or Isser, until she actually sees, right? That's what Dayan Shaitan means, as we've had already numerous times. And the assumption is because the Metzias is such that that the Cheskes Tara continues until she'll actually see anything, right? Until she actually sees Dam. All these women remain with Cheskes Tara until she actually sees Dam, and they are Besula, Uberes, Menika, Uzkena. Okay, we'll have to define each one of them. Amr Yeshua, Anilo Shemati El Besula. Yeshua said, no, it's only Besula, but we assume not so. Avalocha Kabbalazin. Mishnah says, Avalocha Zekabbalazin. Notice that there's a period after it wasn't. Yeshua didn't say, it seems that's how some of the Rishonim, some of the Amaparshim say. Yeshua didn't say, I only heard by Besula, and Avalocha Zekabbalazin. It's two separate statements. Okay, Anilo Shemati El Besula, period. And then the Mishnah says, Avalocha Kabbalazin. Fine. Anyway, Ezin Besula. So the Mishnah is telling us right off the bat that Besula here, is not translated as a besula in the sense of a virgin, meaning we never had relations. It says, Kol shelo ros adam yameh afo pish nesua. Okay, in those days, sometimes the younger girls got married, so you could have a hechatimsa. The woman's marriage is still a besula in this sense, not a virgin necessarily in terms of, you know, having had intercourse, but it's that's how we define besula here in this instance. All right? Not besula as usually used. Muberes, what does Muberes mean? Pregnant woman, obviously, but Mishi Yavada Ubera. Okay? That once she's considered Muberes, once she's showing. That's the term they use today. You know, it's clear that she's pregnant. Her body is such that she's clear that she's pregnant after a certain number of time, right? After a amount of time. In those days, and this is what we discussed over this morning at the table, in those days it was assumed that until the woman was actually showing, until she actually had physical signs of pregnancy, she still got her period. As we see, I don't know if you got to the tshuvas at the end or not yet. Like when you get to tomorrow, we'll do those. When you read over the tshuvas of Akiva Eger and Rosh Hashanah, the assumption is this is one of the cases that we call Nishtana Hatoy. You've heard that expression before, right? Nishtana Hatoy. Somebody put out a sefer I have at home called Nishtana Hatoy, all the collected cases of the Gemara where certain things in the nature has changed. And whether it's because people are more healthy, like we saw once, or less healthy, or whatever the other factors may be, but sometimes in the Mishnah it's one. So this is one of those cases. But the assumption of the Mishnah was that until Hukar Ubra, until her pregnancy is noticeable, so the blood doesn't stop. And again, it's not like that today, but that's what the Mishnah says, Mishivad Ubra. What's Menika? Menika is Achatigma Ozbra, until she weans the child. Okay? Until she weans the child, according to the first opinion. Okay, this opinion of Mishnah. How long do you nurse a child? Depends. Every child is different. Every mother is different. So as long as the child is still nursing from the mother, so then she's still considered a Menika. But Nosna Bena Lemenika, what if she didn't nurse the child? No, she gave the child to a wet nurse. Okay, that someone else should nurse the child. We find Moshe Rabbeinu, right? In other cases, we have a menekes, the nurse of the baby, we call it a wet nurse. Oh, Gemalto, she weaned him. Oh, Meis, let's take off with the child died. So, Meir Omer, Metama Meis Leis. And then she has the regular doing like everybody else. She's Metama retroactive Meis Leis, you know, like anyone else. Then she loses that status of Dayashayati, even though, you know, the normal time of weaning didn't go by. But if she's actually a Meisa, not weaning the child, then it's not considered a menekes, meniko. But Chachamim of Daya Shaita, the Chachamim say no, it's still Daya Shaita. We'll see later what that's about. Yosi Omer, Muberes Meniko, okay, that's the Machlokas regarding, I'm sorry, I skipped one, but the Machlokas regarding Meniko, okay, exactly what that is. Then, what's the Zakena? Ezo Zakena? Kol She'Ovru Aleh Shalosh Oner, Somo Zignoso. If she had three cycles in a row, three periods in a row, she didn't get, because, you know, she's getting the menopause, so then, Samoch Zignosa, so tomorrow we'll explain, it's not our topic today, the Samoch Zignosa, so in that situation, she's also considered Dayashaita. Belezer says, Kolisha, he disagrees, even if she's not, Lozgena, she's Kolisha, she'avru aleha shalosh onos daishaita. It's not din zakena, it's not a din number of years, din in the status of three cycles going by without seeing dam. Okay. Next point in the mission. Yosi omer muberes umeinika she'avru aleha shalosh onos daishaita. Okay. Then he said, by Rabbi adds, by Maveris Menika, it's only if three cycles went by. In other words, it's not automatic. Rabbi Yossi is arguing a little bit, we said earlier, it's not automatic that once she's in the status of Maveris Menika, she also has to go through those three times, three cycles of not having seen Dan. Then it takes over Dayan Shaita. Okay? And then finally, Uvameh Omar Dayan Shaita, when do we apply Dayan Shaita? That's Bariya Rishonah. That's regarding the first Re'iyah. However, Abu Shiv, she sees a second time. Then she goes back to the rule of everybody else, Mitame Islays. First time could be a fluke thing, right? But the second time, right, then Mitame Islays. Yimrosa, Rishonim Onas, Abu Shiv, Daishaita. Okay, that's a different story, which is not for now. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi, Chama Daishaita, Archav Dal Chodesh, Uzman Anokas Atino. Okay, that's by Menekes, but the Rabbi Yossi qualifies it. It's only if she'avrala and she'avrala shonos, meaning she'avrala shelo rasa, right? Three cycles. And the Rebbe says not to. Rebbe says even any woman. I'm sorry, not to skin any woman who had in yalda. Muberes umenika. Here's Rabbi Yossi. I'm sorry. Avalo avrala halo upalag the Rebbe of a tarakama. Darma la'el muberes daishaita mishiva the haubar menika mishinola. Above we said that the status of muberes comes in when after. She begins showing. The status of Menekes comes in when? As soon as the baby's born. Rabbi Yossi disagrees with this. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He said, no. Only if Avro Aleha Shalosh Onos. He disagrees. And then the mission qualifies the difference between Re Rishonah and Re Shonah. Re Shonah, Sharab, Sula, Sohamu, Barat, Sukhain, Lacher, Shalosh Onos. Okay, in all those cases. Then we have the Din of Dayashad. Vishniya, Mitama, Isa, Shari, Chazu, Ala, Karmusa. There's Dhamma Mitzvim. Okay, that's the mission. Any problem in the mission? There are four types of women. A question we're interested, as we said today, mostly in the case of Muberes and Menekes. So the Gemara says, Mishi Yavada Ubra, right? The mission said, when she's showing. What does that mean? So the Gemara asks on Chesav Beis, on this mission. Mishnah was on Zion of Alpha, over to Zion of Beis. The Gemara is on Chesav Beis 3. Muberes Mishi Yavada Ubra, Mikama Akaris Uber, Sumchus Omer Shur Meir Shol Shechadashim. 3 months. 3 months. The Afo Pishin, Raya Dover, Zechla Dover. You have a Sedra in a few weeks in the Chumash, right? By, I printed for you, Parsh Vayesha. By Vayhi Kim Mishlosh Chodoshim Begomer. It's Paraklamet Chesim Rashis Poskov Dal. This is when Tamar, right, who disguised herself as a Zona and she ended up sleeping with Yehuda and she became pregnant. So it says, Vayhi Kim Mishlosh Chodoshim, Vayhi Lehud Lemor Zonsa Tamar Kalasecha. Right, that's when Yehuda was informed. That's when it became clear that she was pregnant. She was showing. It meant 3 months. So the Gemara says that's a hint. The Gemara asks, Zechel Dover. It sounds like a good proof to me. Krok to the Pasuk. Why it says only Zechel Dover? Zechel Dover sounds like, ah, it's a little bit of a hint. Why is Zechel Dover? Raya Gedolah, it's a perfect, it's a bona fide proof. Answer the Gemara, Mishum Dika the Yaldo Latas, Vika the Yaldo Shiva. Some women give birth in the 9th month, some give birth in the 7th month. So, the discussion, okay, it's possible that a woman gives birth in the 7th month, but does that change when, is the hukar or ubar, is the status of showing, is that different? Is it that automatically 3 months, even if it's going to be a 7 month pregnancy? How does the body work, in effect, right? Is the 1/3 mark? Okay, which would mean, let's see, it would be 2 1/3, whatever it is, okay, 2 1/3, okay, is it Rashi says it, someone says, huh? Is it, huh? Yeah, so, what is it? Yeah, okay, so, okay, is it 2 1/3, or is it 3, and, you know, it could be that hukar was always 3 months, okay, but the maximum you can, now Tamar carried for 9 months, right, Tamar carried for 9 months. So the maximum you can prove from here for sure is what? Is it when it's a 9 month pregnancy, hukar uber is 3 months. That's why the Gemara didn't want to say it's an absolute proof. Because it could be that in a case where she had good birth in 7th, the hukar uber is an earlier stage, right? And the answer is it's still 3 months. But you can't prove in this pasuk. You follow? It's not Chovin, it's Sanhedrin. We don't want all the details of it. This pasuk maximum can only prove that it's a 9 months. That's why the Gemara calls it a Zecher, not an absolute riot. Right? The Rashi says in 5, Sheva Nikubul Shishimed, the Hanu Shnei Chadosh Mashish, 2 1/3. Kamash Mondo Zinabos Arov Noshim. Okay, we follow the Rov, and it's 3 months. Okay? But at the end of the day, you can't prove that from this pasuk because somebody could argue back. What do you mean? That pasuk only proves it was a 9 month full term pregnancy and not a truncated pregnancy. Okay. Now, so now we know that what is the hukar? Over 3 months. Now, and by the way, Lamaisa, that's how most women, they can feel that the body is different and the shape is different and so on about the 3 month one. Lamaisa is correct in terms of practical conduct today. Now you look further, Daftes. A certain elder, Talmud Chacham, or person asked Rabbi Yochanan, what if the day of the vest arrived, Bimei Bura, when she was already pregnant, I'm asking according to the person who says vest of the Raisa, meaning, as Rashi said, we've seen this Rashi before, in other contexts, look at Rashi in 7, also Bedika, Shitzvichul Ishali, Badik, Bishatz Vesta, Vartorahu, if your whole vest is the rice, that means she must examine at the time of the vestas, as Allahu Akbar, we see. Remember, we discussed what's the mucker of vestas the rice, if vestas where it comes from. So I showed you a few rashis. We said Allahu Akbar, we see. I think this is one of the rashis that I showed you. Doreb was one of all, or Orach was one of all. Being bought your vest of a low bodka, Machzakino, or Treya. Right? If she didn't do it, then we have to assume she's Treya. Right? That's the more later, on Zion. Become a violence. So you're asking, Lo bodka beyond vest of me buramahu. What if the day of the vest has arrived, but it's during the time she's pregnant, she didn't do the bedika? And the assumption is vest is deraisa. Meaning that why is the assumption, why is he only asking, living on the vest is deraisa? Because that's where the lack of bedika has a practical ramification. If vest is deraisa, if she didn't do bedika, we have to assume she's clear. Right? That happened. So therefore, that's why he says vest is deraisa. My. Came in the vestus to rise a boy bedika. Odilma came in the domeha mesulokim, right? The blood has been ruined, so to speak, low boy bedika. That was the kasha, not a bit of kasha, right? The one in the vestus to rise, so we have to do bedika. On the other hand, domeha mesulokim. So what are you checking for? It's not going to find anything. She's domeha mesulokim. There's no chiv bedika. Amalei tenisu, we can learn from something the Mishnah does tell us. Remeir Omer, im hoisa ben machve. Okay, if a woman was in a hiding place, Rashi's machmas pachad karkom. At least, they were robbers or highway bandits and what do you call them, the roaming troops or whatever it is. People come around during a war, and the women were, as you know from history, especially in danger when troops came to town. Women were always in danger of rape and so on. So she hid and frightened. Okay, so she was a haisa machme v'igia shas v'esav lo bodka tohara. While she was in hiding, the time the vessels came, she didn't examine, so tohara. Shecharada misalekes adamim. Fear, her state of fear, removes the dam. I mentioned a few times in the Holocaust, the concentration camps, where the woman got the fear. The state of living in constant fear, that misalekes dam. Now, taimo di kacharada. That's the reason. Haleka charada, he gives vessel or katmea. Alma vessels deraisa, the cave on di kacharada damem misulakim. Even though vessels deraisa, but the fear removes it and gives it a status of a member sulakin. The low boy bedikah, and it says she didn't have to do bedikah, she's Torah. Even though Vesa Daraisa, if the day the Vesas came and went, she didn't do bedikah, it still says she's Torah, because the member sulakin. So, Chanami, the member sulakin, low boy bedikah. Same thing here. That's the answer to Kashi. Yes? Okay, that's the one of the test. Now, as a side point, I digress a little bit here. There's a Gemara later also. Okay, there's a Gemara later also. It's a mission, actually. Okay, that's what they're quoting from. Just showing the Mishnah inside. This Gemara on Daf Tes quotes Tanisua. The Gemara used this Mishnah to answer the kasha that was posed to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan used the Mishnah to answer the question. Where's the Mishnah? The Mishnah is on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. It starts on Lamed Ches Amud Beis, but this part's on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Meir Omer, Im Haysa Machav Yigir Shas Ves Olokar Yisra Torah Mishnah Chayadam Eslech Zadam. That's simply the Mishnah which the Gemara quotes. Okay, Rashi says again, Machav is listed on Karkum. So to digress a little bit, because this issue comes out, there seem to be indications that fear, and the opposite, you saw this, right? That the opposite generates the causes, right? So, for example, we have everyone knows this Gemara, right? Esther, her Dalit, Potsik Dalit. Batavona and Arosa Stevisori Seva Gidulovat is Kalkal Hamalkamal, right? When Esther became notified by her attendants of what the plot of Haman was, right, that was going on. So it says about Tizchalchal Hamalkamaod, okay, and Mordechai was wearing torn garments, she sent him new garments, and he wouldn't accept it, and so on. That's the Perek Dalet, you know, when the story's unfolded, right? About Tizchalchal Hamalkamaod, so the Gemara in Sota, Chafman Beis 11, says, Lemeima de Biasusa Marki, is it true that fear kind of opens up the uterus and some blood comes out? When I said, and yes, what does it mean about Tizchalchamakamod? Esther at that time became an Eidah. She pierced him out of the terror, the fright that was going on. So asked the Gemara one second. Don't we learn in the Mishnah back in source 8, Lama Testament Aleph and Eidah, that Chaudim is Salek is Damim? I didn't have it with me. I thought she doesn't get her period because of the fear. How do you say that because of the fear Esther became an Eidah? I thought that's the opposite. Yeah? So more as depends. Pachda Tzomis, it's true that Pachda was like, I would say, long-term Pachad, an extended state of fear. Then Tzomis, right? That causes the, Rashi says, look at Rashi, Pachda Tzomis, Daiga, She'ena Ba Pison. It's not a sudden fear. Okay? She's afraid that the people are going to come and harm her, kill her, whatever. Then Tzomis stops up the makor milahotzi dam b'afilu b'shas vesta. He the nida daiga itmar. That gemara nida, that mission, the gemara nida that we just saw, was talking about that kind of daiga. Diksoni yigia shas vesta v'lobod katmei m'nisharach v'zonabba. Ramei amur ha'is makor yigia shas vesta v'lobod katora. Yibod kachrei chein amot z'tora v'lo amur rech v'zonabba shecherda misalekez adamim. That type of fear. However, Biasusa is like a sudden shock, a sudden terror, a sudden shock to the system. That, Biasusa, Marpi, Hadamim Poseach Hasamok, right, that caused it to happen. Okay? And there's also Gemara Nida with a story like that. Gemara has a Nida, Samach Vavim Ralef, Hahid Osel Akamid, there is a little side point, but I think it's, you know, we're dealing with bodily functions here, so I'm just trying to give you a little insight into bodily functions. We'll see in a second about men also. Hahida Sela Kama de Rebbe. Someone came before Rebbe. A woman, the issue was, as Rashi fills in the blanks in some Chavon Allah 14, she was a raw dam machmas tashmish. Whenever she had a relation with her husband, there was a blood discharge. She had a problem. She wants to remain with her husband, but every time they have intercourse, she sees dam. That's a big problem. So, Hahuda's coming. Amar Leila Abadon. Rebbe said to Abaddon, that was the person's name, Abaddon. He said to Abaddon, maybe Abaddon, shortened Abaddon, whatever. Rebbe said to Abaddon, Zil Ba'asa, go scare her. Okay, go scare her. Azal Ba'asa, so he went and he scared her. Renafa Menocherdas Dam, a clump, you know, what the medical term? I don't know, a clump of blood was discharged. Congealed blood, I guess. It was like a clump, and it was inside there. And that's why every time they had intercourse, there was something wrong, there was something in there. So, Nafam and Achar, that's not, I'm a Rebbe Nisrapazo. Rebbe said, oh, she's well better. Go back to your husband. Okay, now everything's fine. But what's the point? The point was that the sudden shock caused a reaction in the system. Okay, and that's what Basa means, Hivhila Pisom. Okay? Now, the truth of it, by the way, when you were little, it worked. You know, like we had the hiccups, and it scared you, and it stopped the hiccups. No, remember that? It does. A sudden fear jolts the system. Okay, it jolts the system. So I don't know. It didn't always work, but I think that's what you should try with a little kid. That's, you know, you're driving someone. One of the little kids has hiccups. They go nuts. So you drive them, right? You scare them, and then the person gets hiccups. Or we have in the Gemara, okay, also in Sota, based on a pasuk. Okay, the pasuk is in Mishpatim that the body discharges things when frightened suddenly. Pasuk says in Mishpatim Perkov Gimel Pasukov Zayin and Shmuel says Emosia Shalachah Panecha, because Baruch Hu promises we go to conquer Eretz Yisrael, he'll cause fear to come in front and fear in front of us in front to all the inhabitants. Hamosia is called Amar Shatov Bahem. Hamosia means from the word Mehuma, I will send into shock or into confusion all the people. Venasat is Kavecha Lecha Oros. The Gemara says in Sotah Lam Bamanalim Borei Kamanisim Nasavosiom. The day when they came into Israel, Avi Yisrael Yarden, Ubal har guizmar able yes and shisha meal that traveled a long distance, argument able good. Vain kobriya chalamalabhnaim, but chala omed be a fnaim, and it'll try to get in the Jews' way, miyad nisraz. Nisraz. Okay, Rashi says, Sotan Roman Alf, Nisraz miskalkam rei. Right, defecated. Because of the fear inside, so the normal stops that hold things back in the body opened up. Shenemar as Emosir Hamadav Moses Kolam Rashi Moses Hashem Huma Beirvuv Haguf Umashem Besocho. Okay, I mean, the people talk about psychosomatic. Okay, I mean, there are people who are they just get nervous. Get nervous. Persons, I mean, hopefully not. They don't have it, but sometimes the person is very nervous. They'll throw up. Okay, before a big interview, before a big test. I mean, I have kids all the time. They're very nervous, and they can't eat. They eat something, they'll get, right? Or if you get frightened, there'll suddenly be like a pit in your stomach. Right? You'll feel feared. So it's normal for this. And finally, the last of these stories I'm bringing, Parsha Shoftim, by the speech made, to all the soldiers. So Parakov Pasuk has... Right, the person who just got Kodeshes can go back, and who just built a house can go back, just planted a vineyard can go back. Also, someone's frightened. The Gemara says again in Sotah, Mem Dalam Beis, Man Tana Lahu to Tana Baron Shama called Kranos Yehirtia. If the guy got scared, he hear the wagon, the tanks. The military wagons are coming in. Oh, Hagevus or Hagofus Treason Birtia, the noise of the shields and whatnot. Tachtu Haravus, the sharpness, the bang of the swords. He heard all these sounds of warfare. Bottom line, Umayim Shosus in Lo Al Birkov, and he was so frightened that he soiled himself. Right, and he felt liquid coming down his legs. Right, which is again. We know that people get scared. That's what Rashi says. Umayim Shosus in Lo Al Birkov, Meiraglayim Machmas Yira. Okay, the fear. So he goes back, Chozer, like it says, you shouldn't frighten others. Why am I showing all this? Just to demonstrate that the same thing is true with me, though, that the body has physical reactions to external motivations. Okay, it's somewhat psychosomatic, and some of the body feels a certain way. And therefore, when it comes to Nida as well, a sudden fear, however, a prolonged fear, okay, has the opposite result. That's really what emerged from that Gemara in Sota back in Source 11, okay, a prolonged fear, right? There's nothing happening pitom, nothing suddenly is there. Just a prolonged fear that causes the system to work the other way. Okay, so we have these body, this is the human body. That's the way it is. Anyway, back now to halacha. Just to digress for a moment, but back to halacha now. Okay, so according to the Maskana, a muberes does not need bedika because she's considered misulekas domin. That was the conclusion of the Gemara with the Kasha too. It's asked by the Ahu Saba to Rabbi Yochanan back in Tesam Aleph, where we answered based on the woman and the guy who was frightened and so on. Just like there, she's misulekas domin doesn't need bedika, so too, a muberes, which the Gemara defined is after 3 months, after she's showing, does not need bedika, she's considered misulekas domin. Okay? Yes? Good. So the Rosh there in Nida, in Parak Aleph, Simon Dalet, 21. On that Gemara, Daf Tes. So first he spells out the whole Gemara, which we don't have to reread. But look towards the end of the fourth line. So bottom line is Hachanami, right? That was the conclusion of the Gemara, end of the fourth line. Hachanami, Domeha Mesulokir Velo Boy Bedika, right? So says the Rosh, Mehacha Mashma, the Hod Armin Meshua's Parak Beis, Azhar Levne Yisrael, Sheyifrush Meshusayim, Ona achas samach levesta. That was the din of. That was the more drasha we saw in Shuas of izartem mitzvah samach tumasam. You have to be parish meisha ona achas samach levesta. Kishu muberes ain tzarach lefroz. That din does not apply by muberes. Okay. Dafilu b'shas vesta namin hachad lo boy bedika. Even by the actual time of the vessas, she doesn't need bedika. So certainly an owner before she doesn't have to separate. That's only by B'skul, as Rosh assumes, based on a different Gemara, the Rosh assumes that's by B'skul as a Kena Koy, Velo Amuberes. Okay? Right? So, in other words, the Rosh extends it. The Rosh says, not only we said in the Gemara, she doesn't have to do Bedika, Right? We said that in Daf Tes, the Ahos Haba Yesub Yochanan, does she have to do a Bedika if she, for the Vesset that comes in status, when she's in the status of Muberet? She said, no, just like the woman in hiding. The Rosh says, not only does she do Bedika, doesn't need to be Porish, owner some of the Vesset. Right? That's what the Rosh adds. Okay, the Gemara seems to say you do need a Bedika. Okay? Still need to do a Bedika. That's on Psul Zakena. The Divrei Chamudos on the Rosh, I printed in 22, in Osir Gimel, there on that Rosh. Belong with the rest, Kedamar B'Yochanan Allah, Kedamar B'Yochanan Lo Shra'el B'Sul Is Kena, Abubaris Menika Dayan Kalim Eber, he's applying, as I told you, right, he's applying that B'Yochanan to this story, he assumes it's the same thing, okay? Abubaris Menika Dayan Kalim Eiburin, Dayan Kalim Eiburin, Kedamar B'Kan Yotza Latur, Shehishu Din Menika Ladin Mubaris. Important point that Divrei Chamudos is making. The question that was asked of Rabbi Yochanan by Ahu Sabo back in 4:6 again, that's was only Higia Eis Vesta Bime Iburo Velo Podka. So what about Bime Menika Bime when she's a Menekes? Here, in other words, the Gemara only asked about the Gemara's case was only about Muberis. So aside from the application of the Gemara, which we'll see in a second, of Yud. To this case, that she doesn't need a bedika. Not only she doesn't need a bedika, the Rosh Ed, she doesn't need Prisha Ona Samach Levesta. The Divrei Chamudos points out that's not only true of a Muberis, but also a Menekes as well. Even though the Gemara never mentioned it, the Gemara case was a Muberis. But he says, since Rabbi Yochanan says, Daya Shaitan, Koli Meburin, Koli Meminikos, we equate them for all purposes in this realm. That's what, you see, it's an important point. That's why I included you. I mean, you know, again, the super commentary is always important, but I can't quote everything. But this is what I'm showing because he spells out Mikan Yotzal Hatur Shehishu Din Meinika Ladin Muberes the Chol Meinika also Shein Choftal Chadosh Mishnah Avad Afilu Meis Avad. That's the other machlokes we'll get to later. Ain Tzarich Lifur Samach Levesta the Kimel Muberes Muberes Meinika the same din. What's the Rabbi Yochanan? So I just printed out the case. That's Yudam and Beis. Yochanan Lo Shanu. Now he's going, as you point out, he's going on the statement of Mishnah Daftes that the real Rishona is Daya Shaita, but after that it's not. Okay, and also again, you have to, so we assume it's also the same thing after Choshesh Ona, after Choshesh Man Vesta, right? So he says, no, Lo Shanu El Besul Zakena, that's only Besul Zakena, two out of the four. Oberes Manika, Dayan Kolim Ebur, and Dayan Kolim Ebur, okay? And the reason why, okay, Rashi explains the Yudim Beis. Psula Zakena. Psula came there also. Parmishon Roshnei Huchzuka Roa. You know, even though it's not a Chazaka, but she's already now somebody who sees. You know, it happened already twice. And Zakena Nami came with Chazka Treizim. Now Hagima Ono Shishtachach the Lav Siluk Domim. Well, Diluk Beses. It wasn't a Siluk Domim. It was. It was just she missed a cycle. She missed a couple of cycles. By the way, I think I mentioned it does happen. When a woman's in menopause, so sometimes, you know, the few months go by, she never get a period. But she's not quite finished, you know. Again, the body works. It's different to everyone at different ages and so on. But she will then, she can again become an either. Okay, eventually it stops completely, but, you know, if at the beginning, that could happen. But Omubaris, but the point of Omubaris Menikla, Rashi says in 24, Vada Adama Masulokin. Okay, and he says it's quite the opposite. He says by Omubaris Menikla, the status of Masulekas Domim, if anything, she becomes more Masulekas Domim as time goes by. A young girl, she's going to get her period. She's more likely to get her period as time continues. And even as a Kena, we don't know, but if she hasn't absolutely gone to menopause, it could be she'll go back and get her period. But Mubaris is not during the time of Mubaris. Menekes is not. Okay, so therefore, they don't need any type of Zman Vesta, any type, any Prisha Zman Vestas. Okay? Now we'll come to Siv Zion and our Shulchan Aruch, some Kuf Pei Dal, right? Siv Zion. Im Higia Vesta. Okay, now what does it mean, Higia Vesta? It means she had a Vestas from before. Let's say she had a Vestas Kavua from before. And now she's pregnant, and that time arrives. That period, that, you know, that unit of time arrives. Im Higia Vesta Meibura. Mishahuk or Ubra, okay, meaning once she's already established she's in Uberes, oh, b'meinunitu Hashem chavdal chadoshim kishmishnoavon, he sides with that opinion that Menekes is 24 months after the baby's born. We'll come back to Menekes later. I feel amazed. Ain sarach lifro shamach levesta, and certainly not vest itself. But I feel the talk vesta mutaris below b'dika. Okay, so the mechaber passes regarding Uberes and Menekes, Uberes and Menika, that no preacher is necessary, no b'dika is necessary. Good, the shulek is dumb. It says in parentheses, "Ayan la a common sof sim kuf pei tes." The shach also in Sifat Yud Zayin, right? The sim kuf pei tes bar kamas man shir akar zuba. Whatever the reason, mechaber here in sim kuf pei dalad did not spell out well what is considered mishukar uber. So if you look in sif lamed gimel of sim kuf pei tes, the end of sim kuf pei tes, which the Ramo sends you to, that's Ramo. Goes back to what we said yesterday. So that's a perfect example of something. I'm not sure, but I would imagine that this, what's in parentheses, which is Ayin Lakam and Sov Sim Kuf Pei Tes, the end of 25, that's in Rashi. Did Ramo stick that in? Maybe. I don't know. That's what I said yesterday. I don't know. The Shach, though, anyway, tells you what do you have to look over there for? Because it's going to tell you what is the Shir HaKaris. We weren't sure enough it does. Sim Kuf Pei Tes, Sam Tiflam Gimel. Hu Beres La'achar Shlosh HaKadosh Medvura. Hu Menika Kol Chavda HaKodosh Achar Leida Savler. Ain't a kavas vessels. I feel may sablad or gemalto. The child died, God forbid, or she finished weaning him. Domim sulakim him kolzman ibura b'chol chavdal chodesh. Why she's considered musakas domim the whole term of the pregnancy, as well as the whole 24 months of after the child is born. Now, here, Chaber throws something a monkey wrench into this, and he writes. When we come back on, look at the end of 27, again, this is in the Kuf Pei Tes, Sif Lam Gimel. When we come back on, Choshesheth L'Re'iya Shetireh, K'derech She'Choshesheth L'Vesel She'Eino Kavur. You do have to be Choshesh, like by a Vesel She'Eino Kavur, for that day the next month. The Vesel She'Eino Kavur, right? The next month. Now that's a little bit of a problem. What's he talking about here? Right? The Shach. That's against what we said before, no? We said before, she doesn't need bdika, she doesn't need anything. And here it's a well, she should be choshesh l'ves hashen ha'kavu. That, the first part of simon kuf pei tes, if lamed gimel, is what the Ramah, if it's the Ramah, whoever's in the parenthesis there in 25, and the Shach sent us to, just for the purpose of letting us know what is considered ibura, 3 months, right? But at the end, he throws something else into this, okay? You look at the Shach back by us, 28. The Shach is in Sifkuf Pei Tes, Sifkot Yud Tes. Ain't Zarek Lefoshim. But Sosti Vagos Marshal, Tor Vizel Shonah, Benir Eli, the Mairi Shalom Kavavesh Shalosh Pomime Buro, Mavinikta. Okay? Elisha Choshesh Levesta Rishonah. He says what it says by us in Kuf Pei Dalet, right? That we're not Choshesh. What the Chaber said, right? Kuf Pei Dalet Sif Zayin, that if you give Vesta, you may Ibura, etc. Ain Zarech Lifrosh. That's assuming, says the Marshal, the Shach quotes, Shelo Kove Vesta Shalosh Pom Mei Ruah Minita. Okay, she can't be Koveya Vestas. She can't be Koveya Vestas, even if she sees 3 times Mei Ibura. Elachosher Shel Vesta Rishona. But she is choshesh for one time or year. So he says, "I am a kamal sim kuf pei tes sif lamed gimel." The Shach again sends us to that mechaber. The problem is, 1 second. So if a woman had a vesis mei bura or mei menikta, she does have to be choshesh for the next month, right? And at the stira it appears what we said before. So. You have to say as follows. You understand Akasha, right? You see how it's a steer?
So, she believes during her pregnancy, or she bled before, just being the best that she was before?
No, so again, she bleeds now. If she bleeds now during the pregnancy, she has to keep the following month, right? Actually, it's both. Let's see.
She has already vested coming in during the third month.
Right, okay. Yeah, I'll just say, I think it's both. okay, if she's coming in, or if she has a new. But again, the case in Kuf Pei Tes, he says Choshesh L'Risha Tireh Kederash Choshesh Vesher Nekavua. And certainly you can't establish a new Vesis in the time of the new Bereskan. You don't have to be Choshesh even for an old Vesis. Certainly can't establish something new, right? And yet in Kuf Pei Tes, he says you have to be Choshesh like a Vesis Shein Kavua. So and that's what Shach says. So you have to say, yeah, I mean, Bitocha Docha, you have to say that which it says by us in Kuf Pei Dalet, that's with a woman who had a Vesis from before, okay, or even the first 3 months, which is like before, according to those days, right? So then, it's true, she doesn't have to be Porish if she doesn't see again. If she doesn't see. And so she doesn't see anymore. It stops. However, in Kuf Pei Tes, they're talking about the woman who saw after 3 months. Okay, then that's a regular Vesheinu Kavua. In other words, the if she doesn't see anymore, then she doesn't have to check or anything else. But if she did see, so then it's treated like a regular Vesheinu Kavua. Okay, so, which is like us, a regular, any Vesheinu, most, Yameinu, most women only see a Vesheinu Kavua anyway. Okay, that Riyah becomes like any other Riyah, just Mechoshet, the following month. Do you follow? So if a woman sees Dan, even in the pregnancy, according to the Jew, even in the pregnancy, when even she's sure pregnant, she has to be choshesh for seeing that the first time. Okay? Now, okay? So that's how that's the only way, it seems to me, to resolve the two sheets.
What does it mean that she doesn't see, she doesn't have to be choshesh when?
When that, the last 3 months, she always saw on this day.
Right.
She has to wait now for that day, you know, three times till it's uprooted and so on. She doesn't have to be at all. I said before. She had a Vesis Kavua. Okay? She had a Vesis Kavua. She didn't see anything now. So, okay, now she's done. You know, now she's done. She doesn't have to be kosher to do any bedikah. She's, even on that day. Okay? Even on that day, done. Okay? That's by us. Huh? Before she had a Vesis Kavua. You know, she always had a best school. Now she's pregnant. She may have even seen in the pregnancy the first 3 months, according to the way it was in those days, right? But once she's hukar over, once she after 3 months, and now she doesn't see, so it's over. That's it. That's the din kuf pei dalet. But the kuf pei tes, if she did see, so that seeing is now treated as a best she'eino kavua. She has to be choshesh, meaning the following month. Just one time. Again, it's one and out. Now, what you're asking, maybe you're asking, is a shach and sukkot and chav. You follow? Everyone clear? Sukkot and chav. Again, you see how it's a stira, right? Because the language of the mechaber is mekol makom in kuf pei tes, mekol makom choseshes or yishetira kederach shechoseshes or vesher sheino kavua, which means you have to be parish in the following month. And we said you don't. So the difference is, did you see or not? That's what you have to say. But there's also machlok, as the shach points out, sukkot and chav. Is even if she didn't see, okay, what about that day itself? In other words, the Samuch Levesta, okay, but what if the Yom HaVesta itself? So Shach and Tzivkot Nechof, right? Samuch, Chosar, Prisha, Mashma, Dafka, Samuch, Abizman Vesta, Atzmo, Tzorach, Lifosh. Okay, I said to you, when I first read back in 25, Shulchan Aruch says, Ain Tzorach, Lifosh, Samuch Levesta, I said, and not even on the day of the Vesta. That's not universally agreed upon. Shach says in Zikron Chof, he quotes in the preacher, that's Davka Somov. Of his man best, that's what Tzorach Lifrosh. Okay, Vechain Le'el Skut Nirbeis, Gabi Tana, whatever. Umiu Ein Zed Diyuk Gomor, I don't think that's a correct Diyuk. Okay, and therefore, I feel with Tov West, the Mutabal of Dika, and that's the Rosh and the Sharp Post, no, even the day itself. Okay? The Pesach
Chulit. After not seeing once, the next
month,
you know what I'm saying?
No, that month, when, even after, if According to one view, she had a Vesis Kavua, okay, and now she's pregnant, then the day of the expected Vesis, that day she still has to be Polish. Okay, but the Shach says no, the Shach says even not that day. She's pregnant already, she, even that day itself. Not just on subsequent days, even that day itself.
What's
subsequent?
Why is
there a rule?
So subsequent baby
meeting,
like the one of the day before?
Yeah, no, but also the we spoke about the hemshech, of the days that we saw. Okay, but you're talking about, even out there, it was subsequent months. In other words, some of them, that's not the rule, the regular din of the owner, that owner.
This comes up the first time, this comes up after one time she's
right.
Completely, she's purged.
Right.
And she's
the question is the day itself. The question is the day, the 25th of the month, whatever day it is itself. That the Shach says, that which, again, look back in the Shulchan Aruch, right? The Shulchan Aruch says in Siv Zayin, in the Gia Vesta Mei Bura, Mishu Karuva, that, okay, Ain Tzarech Liv for a Samach Levesta, Samach Levesta. But she already knows she's pregnant. So now Samach Levesta, despite the din of Izartim, forget about it. So the Shach says, some of the Dayak Dafka Samach Levesta, but the day of the Vesta itself, she does it in Parish, even when she's pregnant. That day, when that day arrives, that she had already had her Vesta's Kavua for months before. Okay, now she becomes pregnant. She had her Vesta's Kavua every for months. She had her Vesta's Kavua. Now she's pregnant. So the day of the Vesta's arrives, the day of the expected, had been always the expected Vesta, now she knows she's pregnant already. She's already past 3 months. She's already showing. She's already pregnant. So that's the dinner that she doesn't need to do a Bedikah. And besides not doing a Bedikah, she has her Kippur, Samach Vesta, the dinner of Izartem. Also, there was a ruah. Certainly, there was a ruah. But he went out there. The owner.
The whole day?
Oh, that day, right? Trying to do porridge.
Still, because okay. Of the hour
that you saw? Yeah. Or if you want. No, but we also said. Yeah, right. Right.
So, still, because of that you're going to see that hour?
Well, 1 second. But we also assume. So what is the. What was the sum of the best? So, what does it mean to Marshall? What does it mean? What's the. How does the children make work? Just a moment. We don't pass on Kabiosis, so once you have some of the best. What does some of the best mean here? The din of Izartem is you push some of the best on. Yeah, I guess it'll be the day before the expected period, right? Beforehand, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Obviously, you don't think part of that. I mean, Shabbat
is
only
towards
the Rosh. Why is he
at the. You don't need the Rosh. Someone, the din of the Izartim, right? That you have to be part of Samach Levesta.
All day. The whole day. It's just like a Shabbat. I mean, it's so festive in the Shabbat, no?
Where's Besol Festival? Where's Besol?
Shabbat says,
Besol Festival,
Kaddish
Lavadim. Where's Besol
Festival?
Oh, that Besol Festival. Terrace below Vadim. Yeah, but Besol Festival.
Are you specific
hour as you saw? But, I feel Besol Festival, Terrace below Vadim, just a second. Terrace below Vadim. See, the emphasis there is Mutaris below Bedikah, but you asked the distinction between the soap vesta. I guess it means even the time, is that correct? We don't, it doesn't pass on the bills. Here we say, Ain't Sark Lifer Solva is defined. There's two dim, Ain't Sark Lifer and Mutaris below Bedikah. You're asking about the lashon of Afilu B'Sol Vesta.
Why can't
be
the actual
shah? No, it can, but we don't possibly see.
No, but how do you guys be the actual shah? Like, it could be like your normal.
At the time he's doing it,
yeah. But technically, you have to be courting from the beginning.
I suppose that's what it means.
Like, ask, like, you just ask all the clock.
I suppose that's what it means, yeah.
It doesn't mean the exact shah, it just means when you usually
see. Right, but I don't. It's just funny, but okay, that's, I think it makes sense. Okay, but the key is it's you don't even preach a Samach Levesta. But the question is this Shach quotes the Marshal, okay? I'm sorry, the preacher quotes the preacher, Shach quotes the preacher, the Kotnikov, the Bizman Vesta Atzmo, Tzarech Lifrosh.
What do you just see?
So what does it mean? I feel it was so blessed to Mutz Bolo Badika. We hasn't, Lamaisi doesn't accept it. So just to figure out the difference in those two times, right? Right, we say that Samach means what? Means Ona. Means either that day or that night. Right? Not like the Azura. If you get the Azura, it's certainly called the Azura. But I'm saying even without the Azura. So it means, presumably, like you said, it means the time, not the exact hour. But she's regular as she sees, yeah. Yeah. Okay?
But
the
Sotar
again
is talking about Shedves Kabul.
Shedves Kabul. Now,
the next time during the third month, she doesn't see anything. And she's poorer from that time. This time of the month after that, right?
Yes. Yeah.
It's talking about her fourth month, right?
In effect, well,
she's
again, well, that's the question. She doesn't. If she found out that she's pregnant, she doesn't have. She can be. She doesn't have to part. She was the first, even the fourth time.
Right? I thought it was a movie that based on the steer of the Shemara, she for sure has to part the first time. This time,
what
the next time?
That's according to Kofi Tess. Yeah. Okay. She has to be part. Well, once she be choshes. No, one second. No. Again, if she never, she doesn't see. She does not. The Kofi test means if she did see, then we treat that as a Vesta Shana Kavur. That's all. And she doesn't mean. What she always had it as Vesta Kavur. Now came pregnant. Now she's pregnant. Okay, so now she doesn't have to be porridge. Does not have to be porridge that next arrival or whatever the Vesta Kavur was. She does not have to be porridge at that point. No, and that's what that's. I don't think so. That's what I said. I said the kufpei dalit. That's the thing. She doesn't porridge. Doesn't need bedika. Nothing. Like ain't tzarech lifrosh some of us. Well, according to the in your test, according to the Marashal, she does. The first time she does kosher the first one. Okay.
According to the
Marashal,
then this would be the
yes.
Next time.
Yes, but I'm saying according to the others, not. No, because and we answered that the Kuf Pei Tes is only she did, is only she saw. She saw that next time. Mm-hmm. She Taka saw the day of the Vesis. Okay, so then the following month she would have to be Choshesh like any other Vesis Shana Kavur. But she didn't see that she had to be Choshesh the following month.
Is it Lamed Yom or
for our purpose, we'll call it Lamed Yom. Yeah. Vesis Shana Kavur. Well, that's the owner of Beinus Lamed Yom. We don't really talk much. The deal. Let's assume the day of the month. The
Haflog is
the
list.
Vesher Kavua means if we chosh that day the next month. One time. Yeah, I think so. Okay. So we'll cover Vesher Shalom. I think it means the first time. Yeah, what?
It's not saying and not to take out any potential chumras that you would normally
right. Right. Again, we're told less to look over Dika. Right, so if she had this Vestas Kavua for the last year or whatever, okay, and now she knows that she's pregnant, she does not have to be Polish that. According to anybody, she doesn't be Polish. According to
Marshall, you do.
According to Marshall, it looks like it's the first time you do. Okay? That's what is, I think that's what you mean. She choshesh
Shel Vesta
Rishona.
How else can you answer the secret? You said Marshall.
Because according to us, I suggested, what I understood it, is that according to Kuf Pei Tes, she didn't see anything. Kuf Pei Tes is talking about where she saw, right? Where after the three, she had this Vesel Kavur. Okay, and now, let me see again. If she sees during the pregnancy, she does see, so in the mice, the month after that, she has to be choshesh like a Vesel Shana Kavur. Our case, she didn't see anything. So she never has to be choshesh. Our case, Kuf Pei Tes, but she never saw. She doesn't have to be choshesh anything.
Okay. Right. So why is Marshal?
No, see, the question is about the first day. Because he's medayik. see the Marshal again. I'm not sure the sheet of Marshal. Let me see again. It says, but I go to Marshal too. I knew it, the Marriage Shalom comes as he shows probably the Guru of the Mita. Said again, the Myri ain't so the approach, right? Ain't so the approach. Some of the rest of that's talking about Shalom cover vessel, Shalom coming in the day, the Buddha, the Mitha. I'm sorry, I don't mix up the Marshal and the preacher now. The Marshal is not talking about the first time. It's the preacher who says it's man vessel, ats with three color forest, the first time. The Marshal says that if she's koveya three times, then we don't say the rule ain't tzar klifrosh. We said, the Shulchan says ain't tzar klifrosh some of the vesta. Okay? The Marshal says that's only provided she wasn't koveya vestas three times after becoming pregnant. Okay? Where our only concern is looking back to the vestas of Rishon. That's when the Shulchan says ain't tzar klifrosh. But if she were to be koveya three times in the pregnancy, then she would have to. That's the Marshal. So that's different. Okay? That's the case of that's, I think, is the Marshal's case. But I don't know.
Is the Marshal the seer?
I don't know if the Marshal, I don't know who's put those words in. I am the comments and think that that's the one Gimel. I don't think he's answering this to you. I don't think that's what he's coming to do. I don't think so. I think the Marshal is just... If that statement is correct, what did the Marshal say? And I think the Marshal is like this. I'm going to explain it well. I'm sorry. Okay, because I was focused on the preacher. The Marshal is saying that you can't be Koveya Vesis three times... Okay, but you can, and that's why he says to look in the other place in Kuf Peites. You can be kovei in the sense that it's a vessel shena kavua for the following. That you can do. Okay, I think that's what the Marshal means. Marshal tour. You know the Mayri Shalom kava vessel shalosh pami meibura of meminikta lechashor shechoshes levesta rishona. Think I'm not sure now. I have to look up the Marshal again. I did look it up. I have to look it up again.
The Simur has one to do with things. One something about keeping
investments
that you had before.
Yes.
And one something about
establishing a new one. Yeah. And we say you cannot create a new one. I think that's the Marshal. I'm gonna have to look. I have to double check the Marshal to see the Marshal again. But the preacher is hardly understand, right? He's mechalik between Samach Vesta and Bizman Vesta Atzmo, the first time. Let's take a look at Pisgei Tshuva, because he talks about it also. And let's take a look at Pisgei Tshuva. Pisgei Tshuva, the first thing Sifat Yud Gimel deals with a different problem. The Shach I didn't print it, Sifat Yud Zayin also. When you talk about 24 months, is it 24 months or 2 years? What is the leap year in the middle? Like this year's a leap year. Right? So, the Chodesh Ibur count, is it 24 months or is it 2 years? That's an old question, so okay, there's quite a number of dinim. Is it 24 months or 2 years? Now, if it's a physical issue, so the Chodesh should be 24 months, right? It's got nothing to do with the calendar. On the other hand, for certain dinim, we find that the right? That some say, Ain Chodesh Ibur Olaminyan, I increase what's called, but the Chodesh Ibur Olaminyan. Doesn't matter. Like, for example, we alluded to earlier here. Cheskas Gimel Shana by land. What if the leap year? Does it change? Right? It's a good shear to give a leap year, like this year. Okay? That's the whole question. When you, I rent. Okay, I'm renting this property for the next 3 years. Next 2 years. But one is a leap year, so there's a. What it's understood by 2 years, does it mean 2 halachic years or no? 24 months. If we're I come to you in the end of the year and say, I want my land back. Right? So it's a question. So that's a machlokes over here. But look into what you're dalet. Kosa or shach, matzasi bagas yishal, the mayri shalo kava vessels, gimel mei gur benita, el shachosu the vessel rishon. Vayin leil sukuf to the girl. Tzor lomar, the shom of ur, nafkila imro sarak pam achas mei gurah, or mei to tzor kocho shal kadim vessel in a kavua. Chen kas yisir tar v'chavaz das. Tema ala minchas yakam tarz v'shom kavaz del, imro sa gimel mei gur benita, more like comments in Kuf Pei Tez, that's not what it meant. But what's this? How's it explaining? Shomu the Bafili Rosarak Pam Achaz Me Rubinik, the Tzvi Chalacha Shlo, Kedi Vesh Shena Kavur. They don't hear it, that's what we said. I have to look up the Marshal again. Lemaisa, according to the poskim nowadays, Lemaisa, the first 3 months of a pregnancy, even if we're sure she's pregnant, many hold she should be choshed for any vessel she had before. That's how, like, you look in the Baruch Shulchan and the Aras Habayis, contemporary Sharm. Veskabur.
But that sounds not common.
Right, not common. Right. Okay. All right, now. This is called what? The court of the first, I think, just called the first. I think anywhere in the first 3 months is to be close to share.
First
3 months. Well, again, it's not going to care so much because we do. We'll see at the end. How do we treat the first 3 months today? Yeah. Again, we'll come back to that point. Yeah. Okay. Hold on. That's in the end. We'll see how we treat the 3 months. Okay. Now, if we take a look, there's an interesting discussion about the woman in the hiding area, and I'll make a reference to us as well. The Ramban writes, "This was in the Parakei Os Chavdal 30." Aisha Shaisa Nechbeis Bemechle Mipre Pachad Higiyomvesto Choshesheslo Afil Loyaveses Kabul. Ramban says, "Yes, we choshesh for the veses, which is a hiding place. Even it wasn't a veses kabul just since the last month." But Abba Amal Aras and Muteras Hashama Shafil Mishlo Bodka Shechazaka He Shecher the Masalik of the Dom. And then he says V'chein Uberes Shehuka Ubra and also Menika Kol Chof Tal Chodesh Shafil Uwe Zura Im Abba Isman Vesta Muteras Hashama Shkeim Shalros Afo Pishlo Bodka. Okay. So it looks like Rabban is saying, "Lechatchila yishvi choshesh." Right? He says, "Aisha is a nechbeis machbe bepachad biyeh yom vesta choshesh is lo." Lechatchila yishvi choshesh. Abar yom laros and then muteres. But lechatchila you should be choshesh for it, even in the place, in the hiding place, right? As it looks like from the Torah of the Eved. Lechatchila you should be choshesh for that day. Okay, yes, that's Rabban. Rashpoa disagrees. The Tegelachal, he quotes the Gemara Bonne, Husav Yechai, etc. He has the case of the Gemara which we read already. The mayor's case of Mafe answered our question about Boberis. Okay, look at the third line of 31. Shecher the Masarach, Cher the Masarach Zadon. Time and Dika Cher the Harada, Halak Cher the Lo Bodka Tmeya Alma Vesta Raisa. Ilama Ilama the Vesta Bodka. I feel Kilek Cher the Biki Eish Vesta Lo Bodka Lo Bodka. Umotzar Tar Torah. By Vesta Ener Kavua. I'm sorry. If the Vesta Ener the Raisa, then even she didn't check. She's still Torah. And the Vayder May Vesta the Raisa. So you're like, Ahachi Kumne Alam Perak Vat Fine. Alma, the Raisa Cher the Masarach Zadon. Hello, boy, bedika. Hachanami, dame, mesulakim, hello, boy, bedika. Alma, sila, biyochalim. The muveres mishahuka uber misulekas domina filo he get eight vessels, ain't a chosheshes over ain't a tzarich medika. But filo chatchila nami ain't a tzarich medika. Here's where he parts company with the Ramban. See those words? But filo chatchila nami ain't a tzarich medika. The Ramban implied not that way. The Ramban implied the chatchila bichosheshes. He says, four lines on the bottom, Mafil Chatchila Nami Yein Atzricha B'dika. Midarma Lo Boi B'dika. And he says further proof. The Hadatani Nami Mesisa Aitzmach Baby Geis Vesto Velo Borka Lav Davka Lo Borka. And the Tani Yoshua Velo Borka. Okay, Lav Davka she didn't check. Okay, Tani Nami Mayor Omar Haitzmach Baby Haitzmach Baby Geis Vesto Lobarku who adim da fil khatkhila boy bidika da taima the misluk is done me implication there also it's khatkhila the gain da so it's in so fasim the da so in az khalevi and so on. So that's the rush more rights in the row not like the Ramban. How do we paskin so rakh and sifkhas paskin like the rush more hay so nach mes ma pe pre pakha bigish as vesta ana khoshashes lo don't have to worry about it like the rush more. However, there are more ads. We show them dafkim obar haves olabodka or gisha. Then tar olabodika. Rachila tzibodika. Which is like the Ramban. The machloka is mechal ramor. Out of pasuk, this machloka is Rama the Ramban. Okay. Now, Shach points out something interesting. Sivkot Chafalef 33. Aval chatchila. Wait a minute. Why is this any different than muveres menika? Okay. Why is it any different than muveres menika? According to Ramah, we pass it to Ramban, right? Ramah says the Chatchila should do why? By Mubaris Manika, we don't require the Chatchila. It's in Zion, so why in Siv Chesed do we need? That's the Kasher of the Shah. You follow? A little bit of Mechav is not a problem. A little bit of Ramah, who says that the Chatchila, Tzricha Medika, which is Ramban said, the Chatchila is Shosh, that Ramban, back in 30, Parakei, Homs, Kof Dalet. So according to that Ramban, you would need Medika, okay, the Chatchila. So why is it different? I'll tell you why. But Odomi Limu Beres Domenika. The Samo Chafila, the Samo. Chafila Chatchila ain't Tzarich Medika. The Beres Domenika is Chazina, the Beres Domenika. I'll tell you why. Because we know, by the Beres Domenika, we know the Beres Domenika. Our high son Machbe, lo borilon kule hai, the Tehei Mesulaka is Domenika. We're not really, is that always true? Is that always true? Okay. I mean, some women are hiding. It doesn't cause this. It's not as bona fide. It's not as it's not as automatic. It's not as automatic. That's how he says. Okay, that's how the Shach says. You follow? It's not as automatic. The Beis Yosef, the business also, it's a group paid down. Beis Yosef says, Abu Kosher came to the Medina House of Machmos. Pashtim Uberes. Let's remember, where did we learn the din of Uberes out altogether from? How did Rabbi Yochanan answer the question of Uberes? From what? From the hiding case. Right? That's how he answered from that case, right? From that mission on the test. That's how he answered that kind of test, right? So he said to Ramban, the Beis Yosef writes, the Medina Haisa Matri Pashtim Uberes. The low boy of Dika came to Mesulokin. Akash and Kosha Vedu, the Uberes ain't Tzarkin, the Sohle, the Sohle, the Sohle, I don't understand. The two din are not only equated, it's from the case of the hiding situation where what? We learned the whole din of Uberes. So therefore, if you paskin that you don't have to be parish even chatchila by Uberes, so why is it the same thing? Okay, the Torah on the second line there, but so over the Afrika, the very well came to the Solomon of Abedika, and the Lomar, the Medieval of the Tuba, and the Haram of Chatchila, Boy Abedika, which has Vesta. The whole thing was only talking about, but the end of the particular, you do have to. Okay? That whole case of Yochanan, the whole sample was wanted to be the evidence. So the answer of the evidence level, the particular, it's you have to. Right? So that's his answer. He brings right, if you look at the Gemara, he says, the whole sample of Barbara Yochanan was to be the evidence. Right? He asked back in 6. Right? Boy, man, who sample, test it out. The evidence. That's what he says. Okay, so he says, and at the end of the day, Mubaris is considered Mislekha Dom Lagamri, and she's not Lagamri Mislekha Dom. The Bach gives another answer, Okay, and that is that there was a girsa issue in the Bachelor in 35. He's part of the same kasha. Masha Kazbar, the old version, he came to the first home vessel. Before she shopped in Iraq, he actually said, came to the Dina Haisa Bachelor was still Uvera. Since we learned the whole Dina of Uvera from the case of the hiding, the woman hiding, the whole boy of Dina said, should be the same thing. Okay? Since we say Uvera's came to our first home vessel, I feel like killer, so why not here? I'm only in the second paragraph 35. I'm all through the night. And you're in the report. The Harosh, or the Doris, spot by the Sabi Giyav, is the Esther Meibur, the whole book come out. And the Doris, he gives the Meibur of Mahu. He said he was only asking, he wasn't asking the other, he was asking the Mahu. Okay, he didn't say they're already happy. He was asking Mahu. Okay, so it was a different question. Okay. Taz, Yeralov, gives another answer. Okay. He says, again, they're all the same question. He quotes the Marv Chasid, the Bach, the Girsa Harris, the fourth line, of the fourth line, 36. Well, his diet in here, Adar Kipshuta, the Gabi Sil Damishun Pachai. When what? The judge believed because of Pachai. Inkil Amecha, Shemma, the Osa Shosh, the judge of the Yetzah Pachai, the Ligor. You know, fear comes and goes. Sometimes people are used to fear. Right, it could change any moment. It could change any moment, the Taz says. Yeah, right now she's frightened. After a while, people get used to it. It could change. Okay, the Kamen, she says, rest after all, she's going to roll on a bunch. She can get her period right then and there. Okay, so therefore, Vesof Ozman, a vest, the Ozzy, Kishad, the Chazar, the Koma Rishon. Bottom line, Hashem came to Mubaris. Mubaris not going to become unpregnant. No, she did, Taka. If she wouldn't come on, then Taka would go back to the regular day. Okay, but don't be choshed, that doesn't happen by itself. Okay? So that's the answer that he gave. Okay? Salvation just explained it to the Rav, had in the notes. The Rav said, by Mubaris, so the Derech HaOlam is that she doesn't bleed, right? So therefore, she doesn't have any vessels at all. And therefore, even Chatkila, she's in Teres, because Abdi Din, there's no shame vessels. But by in a hiding place, it seems that not every woman even has the same experience in a hiding place. So it's still called the Chal Shame Vessels. Okay? The Chal Shame Yom Vessels was never totally undone. Okay? Rather, the fact that she's frightened, so that takes away the, you know, the chazaka or it was manabah. Okay, but the chatchila, you're alive. So that's it. Okay? The last I looked at for today, before 37, the Chavis Daz, Sikhshukhov Pei Dalek, Sikhshukhov, he writes, Eina Choshesh, it means, Hein Le'in Yishuv Teres, Afilu Bishas Vesta, Bishamish. He uses this question, Bishas Vesta. Those have never said Bishas Vesta. And Hayla in the Shane Tzvicha B'dikah B'shas Vesta. And for B'dikah, both of those things were not kosher for in the pregnancy. Okay? What we'll look at with it tomorrow, the question is, do we still today consider a Mubaris like a regular woman in the first 3 months? With all this discussion we have the first 3 months, how do we look at it today? And also in terms of the Menekes, what's the status? It's automatically 24 months. So we should be able to finish that. You have a chance to sometime look at the truth. If not, you're looking afterwards. We'll go through that tomorrow for the show. Okay? Tomorrow we'll have a meeting in Nigeria. Okay.